Free Talk Live. Take control toll-free, 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. With you tonight, it's Ian.
Nemi.
And Mark.
All right, so again, 855-453. That is the SACL CAI.
You got to really punch that free at the end.
So did I not say
just
free?
Say 855-453.
Yep, it's 855-453. And you may call in and bring up anything. We also have Skype. You can Skype the show at Skype username lrn.fm. And I have not been here for the first 2 hours, so I really don't know what you guys have been talking about. As I understand it, Nemi, you brought in some show prep.
I did.
Regarding, what was it, angry people?
Angry.
hard to deal with?
Difficult people or high conflict people.
And I heard that you guys hadn't quite finished that discussion.
No, not quite. We've gone through how to recognize the behavior, the impact it has, and a few strategies to deal with it. We've gone through empathy, attention, and respect for the difficult person in your life.
Well, what defines a difficult person? I apologize if you've already covered this ground, but maybe you can recap for
fine.
Me and anyone
sure.
just tuning in.
Sure, sure. Occasionally you'll run into a difficult person who seems to be frequently involved in conflict.
Yep,
your paths may cross in various interpersonal situations, informally at work, as part of a structured team, perhaps of well-formally legal disputes, or as well formally in legal disputes. Especially under stress, certain individuals display these behaviors more often than others. They can argue, personally attack colleagues or friends, frequently display high emotion, anger, or tears.
Drama queen? Would that be a good
could
alternate?
Be. Freeze people out and ignore them for weeks at a time, or overall seem drawn to conflicts. They
That's
can
how
be,
I'm treated by the city of Keene, some of the city of Keene people.
And I thought about that when I brought this in. And they're also considered high maintenance. Mm. You may notice they have a low tolerance for stress or distress.
Yes.
Even to the point of not being able to tolerate any disagreement with their opinions at all.
I met some of those people at Central Square on Saturday, and I think you encountered some of them
too.
As well. As you drove
yeah.
by, there were some protesters actually out. These folks were protesting the Robin Hooders and also at the same time protesting freekeen.com, which is my blog site where a number of people blog, and they had signs, and some of them were pretty ridiculous. But what was most ridiculous, and you can see this video footage on freekeen.com, I just posted a post today about it, with raw footage, by the way, uncut. You can watch these people behave in a very silly manner. It seems to me that if you're going to go out into public and you're going to make your views known by doing something like a roadside sign waving,
mm-hmm.
then you should be okay with the idea of people maybe stopping to ask you questions. Maybe.
Isn't that the purpose of going out at a protest,
right.
is to engage people in a conversation, essentially?
Not necessarily. I think in this person's case, he was out to make his point known. And that he was right.
This was a group of people.
We spoke about this a little bit earlier in the show.
Not just one.
Just the two. When I rolled up in the van,
mm-hmm.
it were two people. There was the one that was particularly, whatever, ma'am, you must be with them, and not interested in engaging in conversation at all. And there was a gentleman off to the side a little bit who's also carrying Get the Free State Project out of Keene or whatever,
mm-hmm.
Who is a little more amenable to conversation and said, I'm not opposed to the Free State Project. I'm opposed to the jerks who harass other people. And
right.
my response to him was, well, am I harassing you right now? I'm sitting maybe 5 feet away from him in my vehicle. I'm having a conversation, a low tone of voice, not really engaging him. In an aggressive or hostile kind of way, just kind of in a conversational tone. But another point that I had made earlier in the show, Ian, was your remark that I thought was fantastic. If you don't have counter-protesters, you're doing it wrong.
Well, it's certainly an indicator that that you're making an impact.
Right? Sure.
Because if they didn't think you were important, they wouldn't be out counter-protesting you. If they thought you were, nobodies, if they thought your activism was pointless, then they would probably not waste their time with it. So
right.
I take it as an immense compliment that those folks were out there. But, some of them did not want to talk. So when I approached, there's one lady in particular who had an umbrella with her, and she immediately pointed the umbrella at my video camera to attempt to prohibit her face from being shown on this on my camera. And so, of course, as I would move around or move the camera around, she would move the umbrella just to make sure it was me. I made sure about that. And there was another gentleman who you had interactions with who was holding a piece of paper as well to attempt to block himself. But, yeah, I feel like you do, Mark. If you're going to be out on the public square, you should expect to, A, have people stop and talk to you. Now, I could understand that their position would be, well, we don't want to talk to Ian Freeman because he's who we're here protesting. Fine. Or, you know, him and freekeen.com or whatever. That makes sense. You don't have to talk to me. But it's kind of silly to cover yourself up from the video camera because the camera's going to be, you know, the video footage is probably going to be put online. Don't you want people to see you? Isn't that why you're out on the side of the road?
If you're out protesting and you don't want to engage in conversation, I mean, you should be so flippin' lucky that you get the opportunity to actually speak to the person with against whom you are protesting or the group that you're getting. Most times when you're protesting, you're ignored, considered crazy, and you got nothing. I mean, it's nothing. So, yay! I mean, that's awesome. Now, what it sounded to me like, and I had a brief opportunity to sort of see that, was people that didn't want to communicate. The people that wanted to, you know, hold signs but not communicate. By the way, some of the dumbest signs I've ever seen. You know, there was one that said "Free Keen from the FSP."
Yep.
Yes, that was the second guy.
Here's a little surprise. Nobody knows what the FSP is. Is all you're doing is holding a sign that says "Free Keen."
Yeah, very, very few people, at least driving by, would know what that is. And one of the other things they were doing there was they actually had printed up a flyer. And I actually didn't mention this in my post at Free Keen, but they had a flyer. If you watch the video, they actually read from this flyer. The flyer was essentially a statement that I had posted to my public Facebook profile about the Free State Project and, you know, how things are moving forward. And too bad, you know, if you're a state lover, then you're SOL, you might want to leave town, basically, is kind of the nutshell of what that post entailed. And they actually took the time to, on camera, go ahead and read that that post in full. And you know, and I said, I stand behind it. You know, the state is dying, and I'm not afraid to point that out and cheer that on.
I can totally see why people who have an interest in the state or just, that they like it for whatever reason or they think it's necessary. I can see why they would stand against what you're saying and why they'd be upset at what you're saying.
Sure. I've got the actual quote here. It's Free Keen is not shutting down. The Free State Project movers are here to stay and more are coming every month. Don't like it? Have a nice cry. Afterwards, please consider a move to Massachusetts, New York, or Vermont. Are you really surprised and angry that people who want more freedom are moving to the land of live free or die? Your precious state is dying a little more with each new FSP mover. Meanwhile, keep bitching about it. It only makes us look more relevant. And, of course,
that's all accurate as it could be.
It's, you know, it's harsh. It's not nice, but it's my personal Facebook profile, and sometimes I post how I really feel to the personal Facebook profile. And, of course, they're trying to make it look like, oh, you're a bad politician because I'm running for city council here in town. Like, fine, I stand by that statement.
Politicians are supposed to take stands, right?
Oh, no, don't take my anti-state statement and make copies of it and hand it out to people on the street. Oh, that's terrible. So there was one guy, though, Mark, who really did want to was willing to have a conversation.
Yeah.
We had an extended conversation with him. He's actually the guy who created the Free Keen from the FSP or Free Keen from Free Staters group on Facebook. And I thought we had a good conversation with him. He said nice things about cop block. He said things about not liking taxes. It's just that there's a certain group of people who they believe that when you are not a police officer, when you're a government worker who's not a cop, that you have some extra level of security from being asked questions. Would they call it harassment when Robin Hooders are speaking with the parking enforcers as the Robin Hooders are going about rescuing people's vehicles from being ticketed by the parking enforcers? Sometimes conversations are had or attempted. And some parking enforcers are more likely than others to have conversations. One of them, as a matter of fact, is very conversational. The other, not at all. And, you know, during those conversations, tough questions will be asked about the nature of their jobs. And that could be uncomfortable for some people. I get that.
Alan quit.
But harassment? No, it's not harassment. But I understand why people look at it and they say, well, I wouldn't want that happening to me at my job. Well, hey, don't take a job as a parking enforcer if you don't want people to say things to you or ask you questions. 855-450-FREE. More dealing with difficult people coming up.
Calling all makeup lovers. Bare Minerals Foundation just won its 8th Glammy Award for Best Foundation. And to celebrate, we're offering risk-free trials to all women nationwide. That's right. Every woman who calls right now can get a full-size risk-free trial of our number one selling foundation. For yours, call 1-800-953-2358. This is an exclusive radio-only offer you don't want to miss. Glamour magazine calls this foundation a magic eraser. Allure, InStyle, and Elle rave about how it's naturally radiant and good for you. Makeup so pure, you can sleep in it. And clinically proven to promote clearer, healthier-looking skin for all skin types. Join the millions who've already tried Bare Minerals and fallen in love with their skin again. Call now to find out how you can participate in our nationwide risk-free trial and see for yourself. Plus, we'll send you a free 5-piece makeup set, our gift to you. Hurry, you don't want to miss this exclusive radio-only offer. 1-800-953-2358. 1-800-953-2358.
This October, thousands of people from all corners of the world will descend upon Orem, Utah. But it's more than the fall colors or the snow-capped Wasatch Mountains that brings them. It's the semi-annual Great Utah Preparedness Expo at the Utah Valley University Event Center. It's the most unique preparedness event on Earth, with over 30 world-class lecturers giving over 50 presentations. Learn from experts about below-ground greenhouses, super winter survival, herbal medicine, bunker building, even urban evasion and escape tactics taught by SEAL team trainers. These people are the very best, and they only get together twice a year at the Great Utah Preparedness Expo. There's also over 100 vendors selling very unique preparedness, emergency, and survival equipment, plus solar and alternative energy products. The semi-annual Great Utah Preparedness Expo, October 11th and 12th in Orem, Utah. Sponsored by Youngevity. For more, visit superprepfair.com. That's superprepfair.com. Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called MicroPlant Powder Gold. MicroPlant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make MicroPlant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
MicroPlant Powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with MicroPlant Powder. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org.
Alabama, it's coming, and it's the event you and your family will not want to miss. The Southern Preppers Convention and Green Living Expo, Saturday and Sunday, September 7th and 8th, at the newly renovated Oxford Civic Center in Oxford, Alabama, where admission is totally free. There's something for everyone. Free classes and seminars on topics like food preparation, food harvesting, and food preservation. Free giveaways every 30 minutes. You could win seed kits, food, doTERRA oil, starter kits, water filters, and more, including a year's supply of food. Guest speakers include Bob from Black Dog Survival School, Mike from White Harvest Seeds, Dr. Tom Stoner from Dr. MedKits, and more. And be sure to stop by and check out the Youngevity booth, the Southern Preppers Convention and Green Living Expo, September 7th and 8th, a weekend of education and preparation that's totally free to attend. Don't forget, the Country Inn and Suites in Oxford has special rates available for those who attend the expo. Get all the details at thesouthernpreppers.com. That's thesouthernpreppers.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. You can take control here toll-free. More coming up about how to deal with difficult people. I believe that is what we're addressing, and we'll get back into that. 855-453 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us online, of course, at freetalklive.com. We got a lot of stuff there, archives, bulletin board system. It's all interactive. You get to actually control the content of the site, submit items to the front page. They get voted on, vote them up or down, whether you like or dislike. And then ultimately we'll determine what things you're interested in and maybe talk about them on the air. Of course, best way to get on the air is to call toll-free, 855-453. 450 free. Squarespace.com. You can go and get your own website and have it within moments. It is not a long process. You just go sign up. There's no credit card required. Sign up with your email address. And then as soon as you get into Squarespace, you're presented with themes. You're presented with pre-designed, graphically pleasing, professional-looking themes for your future website. Or maybe your existing website. Maybe you're tired of whatever system it's currently running on and you want to do something that's that makes it easier for you to administer your site. Maybe you're paying somebody to administer your site and you'd like to cut that out of your budget. Well, Squarespace.com can allow you to take control over your site because it's so easy to use. Drag and drop interface. You can easily move around the items in the page. If you get stuck, there's 24/7 support, but I can tell you it's a pretty intuitive system, and it's also free to get started. So go to squarespace.com. You can sign up there. And when you're ready to actually buy Squarespace services, because you're probably going to be as impressed as I was here, especially at the price, $8 per month is their entry-level package. You can go to $16 a month, and then you're getting completely unlimited bandwidth, unlimited storage, and all that. So go and compare, and like I said, just start for free at squarespace.com. You can jump right in. You can create your website. Most all the tools are available on those free accounts. But when you're ready to order, you use our discount code. It's FTL, the number 8. That's FTL like Free Talk Live and numeral 8. And you will save 10% on the already shockingly low and wonderfully affordable prices from squarespace.com. We're going to go to Helen. She's in Ithaca and listening to WNYY. Helen, you're on Free Talk Live.
Oh, hi. Good evening, everyone.
Hey.
Yeah, what's in the headlines in the news today involves angry, difficult people, what's happening in Syria and, Damascus and also other towns outside of Damascus, but and also what's happening here, the way that we're trying to decide how to handle it. And Obama hasn't quite made a decision, but there's a lot of congresspeople on both sides of the aisle who they want to stay in it, you know. And actually there was rumors that it was like tomorrow we were going to be like dropping bombs on places where they thought they were making the, you know, the gaseous poisons that were killing innocent men, women, and children. But then they're moving the stuff around, so like we don't know where the stuff is. So it sounds like a bad plan in my estimation, but what do I know about it? But
What do you think should be done, Helen?
Oh, is everyone listening? They want to know what Helen thinks should be done.
Well, I'm listening to you. I mean, I'm sitting here in the studio, so I'm asking you. You know, I was waiting for a call to come in about Syria because, of course, it's in the headline news, and I'm interested to know what your position is and what you think should be done about Syria.
Well, I think we've got enough, like, smart people, like, whatever they are, CIA or whatever, to get on there on, like, you know, on the ground and find out what's going on before we start doing anything violent.
Why are we obligated to do even that?
I know what you're saying, but, like, you know, all right, I know you guys aren't going to agree with what I say, but I may not.
I'm genuinely interested in knowing what you think.
I think everyone is saying that we can't afford to do this. We need to take care of our own people. Okay, that's true, but we need to reform the tax laws. We need to bring them back to what they were back, like in Eisenhower, Kennedy, even the Reagan administration was like the 1%. It shouldn't be this greedy, grabby thing going on so that we can't pay for anything, and we should take care of ourselves. But if something really heinous is happening and we're the wealthiest country in the world, like, why not try to save those people? But
I don't believe we're still the wealthiest country in the world anymore, are we? Haven't we bankrupted ourselves fighting two wars that...
China owns part of this country, that's for sure, but between the two things, you know, we did have, if you read, you know, I lived in France for a while, I mean, I know, we founded sort of like the ideal of democracy, and we're screwing the whole thing up right now, you know, and...
I think we consistently have, and over the last two engagements that we really had no... more than that, frankly.
I don't know if you guys are involved in what they're doing in Washington.
I was waiting for this. I knew it was coming.
I'm sorry. I did not found anything about democracy. I don't support it. I don't support two wolves and a sheep deciding on dinner, which is what I consider democracy.
Right, sure.
Majority rule is not moral. Sorry, I'm not involved in this. I'm not part of the we here.
Okay. So that stipulated. I'll stipulate that. Sure.
What do you want then?
I just want people to be left alone who haven't harmed anybody.
I've got
else.
A plan. If
I don't
wants
think
to hear
I don't think we're the world's police, Helen. That's ultimately what I'm getting to. I can't afford
definitely
it.
Definitely not.
And I don't. Well, sure, it would be nice to go help people if we have the means. I really
go ahead and contribute. I'm sure there's some sort of organization that'll take your money.
You know, certainly, and that would be what I would suggest. But I don't foresee any good coming of us quote unquote everybody but Ian or some people but not other people. However that works with the stipulation I gave earlier, I don't think engaging Syria is the intelligent thing to do. I think the people who are in the area need to step up and take care of themselves. And we need to stop, quote-unquote, need to stop being the world police. It's not our job.
Yeah, I
can't afford it. I don't know about you, Helen, but if you can afford something, come on over to New Hampshire because I need some food. You know?
No, but
Helen,
any other thoughts? There are Middle Eastern countries that are also opposed to it. But Russia... There's interest there in a gas line and stuff, and Russia is opposed to intervening. And I don't want to drop bombs. I just want them to stop, you know, blasting people with poisonous gas. And it's
I heard you. And violence is not going to solve the problem. Violence never makes things better. And, of course, that's what the government's tool is for the most part, is pretty much violence or the threat thereof.
I don't even kill mosquitoes, so...
Thanks, Helen.
Wow, I'll kill them.
I appreciate hearing from you at 855-450-FREE.
So, I have a solution. It's radical. No doubt about it. Put every troop, a U.S. troop, on something smoking, the first thing smoking out of whatever foreign country they're in, send them back to the United States. Issue an apology to the world, specifically the people of the Middle East, and say, sorry for being off in your business. We're really sorry. We're going to mind our own business now. I hope you'll accept our apology. Once you do that, you open the doors and you let free people come into the freest country on earth, because it would be at that point, and let them work for a better life for themselves. The problem of the people of Syria is that they can't get out of there. If they're too poor to get over here, I guess that's their problem, but likely some religious organizations would bring them over here.
Send a mercy ship and bring them back.
Let them work for below minimum wage. Let them work and make a better life for themselves.
Yep. 855-453. That's the toll-free number. That's 855-453. More Free Talk Live is on the way, and plenty of time for you and your thoughts as well about whatever's on your mind. It's Free Talk Live.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American. Covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237, and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
Hey, all you Dead Doctors Don't Lie fans, this is Justin Baker. If you missed the Doc Wallach seminar in January right here in Santa Cruz, then now is your chance to see him again. Dr. Wallach is going to be doing a Central California health tour the first week in September 2013. You'll have four opportunities to attend his world-renowned health lecture, which is helping people from around the globe reverse disease. Doc will be at the Pacific Cultural Center at 1307 Seabright Avenue in Santa Cruz on Tuesday, September 3rd. The doors open at 6:30 p.m. On Wednesday, September 4th at 6:30 p.m., we will be in Modesto at Soul Harvest Worship Center Center, 4718 Greenleaf Court, followed by two lectures on Thursday, September 5th at 10:30 a.m. at Mosswood Park Great Hall at 3612 Webster Street in Oakland. And the last event of the health tour will be in Sacramento the evening of September 5th at 6:30 p.m. at the Church of Scientology at 1007 6th Street. Don't miss these life-changing events. Seating is limited, so contact me today at 831-331-9523. That's 831-331-9523 to reserve your free VIP seats.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
We can buy GMOs stressed out about money and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you would like toll-free at 855-453. That would be the SACL CAI toll-free line, 855-453. Tonight, it's Ian,
Nami,
and Mark.
And don't forget, you can join us online at freetalklive.com. Go and grab archives that go back for years, all completely free. Once again, that is freetalklive.com. We give it away, so enjoy.
Forcefieldenergy.com is, by the way, we did an interview today with David Nathan, the CEO of forcefieldenergy.com, and it was enlightening and elucidating. It's a company that I think is poised to make a lot of money. Stock is different than other kinds of investment opportunities because when you buy stock, you're buying a piece of a company. An organization that is attempting to move forward is in competition with other organizations. And what's important there is, besides the sector they're in and the product and all that stuff, is management is important. David Nathan, by the way, he's run two publicly traded companies and four companies total, including a company called Pharmanet. He was in charge of Pharmanet for 3 years. The stock price went from $9 a share to $63 a share in those 3 years. That's a 7 times increase. I'm not claiming that that's what's going to happen with FNRG, which is Force Field Energy's ticker symbol. But I'd love to see it just double. That'd be awesome. Anybody can get on board with FNRG like I have simply by going and purchasing some from the brokerage account. They're on the OTCQB exchange. But for those that are able to participate in the private placement, you have to have $25,000 to invest. You can get what is currently a $5.19 share, 19 cent share stock for $4 a share. You got to hold it for 6 months, but there's a warrant at the end of that that allowed you to buy it $4 again. It's a really great offer. I was so convinced that I got on board with Force Field Energy and in a private placement also. Both Ian and I did.
That's right.
And you can too. Just go to forcefieldenergy.com. Click on the Contact Us tab there. Get in touch with them. They've got a telephone number, email addresses, however you want to do it. Forcefieldenergy.com. I think it's an exciting opportunity. This management team is bought in, and they've, you know, they've got 25% of the shares, and they're locked in until the end of 2014. So I think it's a safe bet. Forcefieldenergy.com.
All right. We continue with your calls and thoughts. Everything from discussing the situation in Syria and what to do about it, to angry people or difficult people.
Difficult people.
And how to handle them. So let's continue, though, with your calls first and go to Daniel, listening in St. George to KZNU in Utah. Hey, Daniel.
Hi.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
I'm just calling in to comment on the Syria situation.
Sure.
Well, not just that, but comment on the political relations in general. I think we have a duty to uphold our neighbors' rights, but I think the only way we can do that is by establishing honest economics, and people that are not applying honest economics have limited rights, and we have limited responsibility to try and defend them.
What is honest economics?
That's basically a currency that's created based upon people upholding each other's rights and giving each other credit based upon that.
Can you tell me more about what that means?
Well, basically, the currency is just numbers, but instead of basing it on the value of gold or some commodity that's manipulated for its value, it's based on commitment to constitutional rights, and then the people give each other an equal amount of credit one time, and that's how the currency is created. It's based on the value of people's character and commitment to rule of rights.
So just to clarify, are you suggesting that this currency would have some sort of reputation system built into it?
Yeah, it's based on people's track record and commitment to constitutional rights and rule of rights. And
what
based on
kind
that
of track record? What kind of track record do people have as a commitment to constitutional rights?
Well, it's there's the basic rights of property, and you know it's.
Oh, I know what they are.
Common law, you know.
I have a general idea what they are. I'm asking about people's commitment to them.
Well, it's very limited because our economic system is a violation of the constitutional rights. So.
Okay, I'll give you that.
That's our challenge. Is I think that we have to establish that, and as not only a nation, but as worldwide, that people are going to have to start applying that in order to have the power to defend their rights.
So one of the things about currency is that currency should establish trust. And I
Right.
don't know, like, I don't trust the average individual, you know, now or maybe even in the future to protect my constitutional rights. The evidence is that, you know, people, when they have power over others, will use that power. And what I like is the idea of a currency in which I can place trust, you know, I can place trust in the currency rather than the individual. So, for instance, if I'm doing business with somebody and they give me cash for the car that I've just sold them, I don't have to trust them. I've got cash. I trust the cash.
Correct. Well, that cash gives you control, but it's still just numbers on paper in your hand, and is what gives that its value is people's trust in it.
But what about gold, for instance? I mean, you know, there's
gold's
traded on the market.
It's a commodity. It's a good system of barter, but I think ultimately to compete in a national and world market, there's nothing more efficient than just numbers. And I think the only way to keep those numbers honest is, I don't think, to base it on gold, but to base it on people's commitment to uphold their rights.
So tell me more about how this works. I mean, I'm very interested to know, because I support the idea of reputation. I don't know if I would agree with you that the reputation factor needs to be on whether or not people are committed to constitutional rights or not. I just want to know if their payment's been clear, whether or not I'm going to sell them a product.
Yeah.
And so how's it going to work exactly? What do you envision?
It's trust created by people upholding common law rights, And that's how the currency is created. After that, it's just supply and demand.
Okay, but I'm sorry. You have to hold my hand through this. You know, treat me like I'm a 5-year-old or something. How would this work at a point of purchase? I mean, do I have like some sort of swipe card that identifies me and has a reputation rating assigned, or how does it work?
Credit is just numbers, and you can call it money or whatever. But that's what we're using today. It's all just numbers, whether it's a Federal Reserve note or a debit card or even a gold coin. Mm-hmm. It's the number we place on it that gives it its value, and we just basically, you know, create numbers with an approximate value based on an average cost of living. It's just something people agree upon.
I'm sorry, that doesn't answer my question. Maybe I misunderstood you, and correct me if I'm wrong, Daniel. Didn't you propose a currency, a digital, some sort of numbers-based currency that would be tied into somebody's reputation on how constitutionally sound their viewpoint is? Did I misunderstand you?
Well, based on just upholding common law rights, like the Bill of Rights type thing.
But hold on. The Bill of Rights and the government's constitution is a set of rules for government people to follow, not for the average person. The average person has not sworn an oath to uphold those bills of rights. So are you suggesting that as a store owner that I should refuse service to anyone who has not, sworn to the constitution?
Well, I'm suggesting that basically I think that the Bill of Rights, in the Constitution there's the right to a fair public trial, transparency, openness, where evidence can be presented, and if someone's harmed, then the damaged party, you know, should be, you know, compensated for damages.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's how it should be. Now it's just turned into a business, but... and then there's the right to freedom of speech, freedom of religion, and these are basic rights that create greater wealth.
Sure, and I want people to respect other human beings' rights, no doubt about it. That is important to me, but I don't know if it's important enough to me to say refuse service to someone who doesn't necessarily agree with 100% of those ideas. All I'm really concerned with as a business owner is whether or not my client is, you know, going to pay, and whether they're going to pay on time. I don't really care whether or not they've sworn an oath to the Constitution, or they're really concerned with rights theory or anything like that.
I'd love to see how a currency that's based on rights would work.
It doesn't really make much sense. You're going to have to come up with a better pitch, Daniel, because if you want people to come on board with your idea, they're going to have to be able to really grasp it. And I got to say, I'm not close. And we got to get to other calls. But I appreciate the call. Good luck. Let us know how it goes. More coming up.
Business owners, listen up. Give me an L.
Give me another L.
Give me a Z.
LLC. If you're about to start a business, these three little letters can make the difference between making a fortune and losing everything. Because if you're not incorporated and someone sues your business, you can lose it all. Your home, your car, even your life savings. That's why LLC.com is now giving away a free incorporation guide to all business owners. With LLC.com, you can incorporate in just 10 minutes. Protect your home, protect your car, protect your life savings. Call 1-800-940-9829 for your free 10-minute incorporation guide from LLC.com. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy.
Incorporation, protection, success. Incorporate your business.
Call now for your free guide. 1-800-940-9829. That's 1-800-940-9829.
Is your dream more time, more money, or better health? Stop by our Youngevity booth at the Minnesota State Fair and say hello to the GCN team reps and get your healthy energy drink on the way to the fair. Sign up for door prizes and find out about our amazing home-based business opportunity as featured in Success Magazine, located near the main entry to the State Fair off Snelling and Dan Patch Avenue at 1366 Snelling Avenue North, or call 651-261-2040.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell? Yes
Okay, can you sell the intangible? If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise@gcnlive.com. Again, that's advertise@gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Moments remain tonight. 855-453 is the SACL CAI toll-free line, and you can join us online. Just go to freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features there. If you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, please become an amplifier. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote, and it means that we'll take $5 a month if you send it in via credit card or any major credit card via PayPal or Visa, MasterCard right on our site, and invest that into Free Talk Live, getting on more stations around the country and bringing more internet listeners on board. So go to amp.freetalklive.com to get signed up. That's amp.freetalklive.com. And you'll learn about the perks you get, like access to the AMP Only podcast, the AMP Only forum, and more. Once again, amp.freetalklive.com.
Ian, you dropped by my house today, and while you were there, I was I was giving the pigs a good butt scratching because they really like that. You know that one of those pigs is Jason Osborne's.
Hey, Jason Osborne from SACL CAI and the School Sucks Project.
That's right, a little pig named Cutie Pie. You can go hear his podcast at schoolsucksproject.com.
You should do that if you like really great liberty-oriented podcasts, because that's one of them.
Indeed.
And we'll go right back into the phone calls here. Let's first go to Ramon in Miami. Hello, Ramon. You're on Free Talk Live.
What's going on, fellas?
Hey, there's a lady here, too. But I guess, can you say fellas if there's a lady in the room?
I suppose so. I think it's just like guys.
Yeah, okay.
It's used to not be okay, but now it's okay.
Go ahead,
I don't object. Anyway.
No disrespect. I apologize, ladies and gentlemen. Anyways, the reason why I was calling, because I tried to call in yesterday, but I got kind of busy, so I had a question I wanted to ask you guys and ladies. Do you Liberty Lovers feel that the Syria thing is kind of like deja vu all over again, like Libya? Because, from time to time I watch TV and I hear the same, talking point, and it's kind of weird because, people who aren't liberty-oriented and freedom-oriented, they don't really see the similarities. All they see is that, supposedly, people are using chemical weapons, and we need to go in there to save them. But that was pretty much the same thing they said about Gaddafi, pretty much the same thing they said about Saddam. And, it's kind of getting repetitive, and I'm getting to the point where it's like, I'm asking people, how do you feel? Because people are going to die. They're going to
You're seeing a pattern?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, there's a...
and the end goal and the end game always seems to be death for those
yes.
people, whoever they seem to be. So I'm getting to the point where I want to know what's really going on. Is it a game? Is the military-industrial complex just about money? Or are they really, you know, supposedly trying to help these people? Because I don't think so. I want to know what you guys thought.
Yeah,
I don't think so either. There's a meme floating around on Facebook now. It's not sure if watching Invasion on Syria or prequel to the documentary about the Iraq War. You know, it
yeah.
just
yeah.
lead up.
Because it's so similar.
It's very similar.
Yeah,
the language is the same. The posturing is the same.
Is it ever going to stop working,
and,
right?
We're going there to help them, and they're going to be happy to have us yeah. their thing. And let's not forget that the State Department's own numbers through WikiLeaks, more than 100,000 non-combatant deaths.
Mm.
I'm
Where?
Not going to feel...
Where was that?
In Iraq.
Okay.
I'm not going to feel real thankful if one of those deaths... 100,000 deaths was my family member, mm. or in some people's cases, every one of their family members wiped out while mm. the United States was helping their butt. I don't need your help. Thanks.
Yeah, it's kind of weird because it's like people don't seem to realize that death is the end goal of every embargo that the United States seems to go through. They think it's freedom that these people are achieving, but you can look and see the project for New America. The P-Night document and the Wolfowitz document, doctrine, whichever one, it was absolutely just, how would you refer to it? As catching someone with bloody hands after a murder scene. Like, it's obvious what they did. The documentation proves it. But it doesn't seem that people can put two and two together nowadays. It's so obvious. Or either they're scared to just, you know, say it is what it is.
You can't blame people for being busy, and most people are pretty busy with their own lives trying to put food on the table for their kids or their family or get the bills paid so the power doesn't get shut off. So you can't blame somebody for wanting to tune out all the bad news of the world, because there sure is plenty of it. So I don't blame anybody for that. But I think that's a big factor in what's happening here. If they hear anything about Syria, it's only the most basic information. And I got to admit, I'm one of them. I mean, I'm grateful that Mark's here because he's really into the foreign policy stuff and is more likely to dig deeper than I am into that. When I see that stuff, I already know what my position is. It's get the hell out of other people's land and, you know, leave them alone. And if you personally feel like there's some sort of reason why you want to get involved, then go ahead and get involved yourself. But don't, you know, obligate anybody else to enter into to that conflict. And I just kind of generally stand there. But I understand people are busy and they don't understand these issues and they don't pay close attention to them at all because they feel like ultimately there's probably nothing they can do about it. And from that perspective, they may be right. Ramon, thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate it. 855-450 free. Let's continue with John in Carson City, Nevada, listening to LRN.FM, which, by the way, our high bandwidth streams are online tonight. So if you have those pre-programmed into some sort of listening device, you are able to listen. But apparently we've been having serious website downtime throughout the entire evening tonight. So apologies to anybody who might be trying to pull up our website. The cloud is down, I am told. Did you know that clouds could come down? Well, apparently it's the fog version of our server. And
this is what internet fog looks like.
Yeah, you can't get through the fog, unlike the cloud, which is normally a very helpful thing. When it becomes fog and the cloud goes down, you can't get on.
It was supposed to, going on the cloud was supposed to prevent this, right?
Right.
It was supposed to make things better, and I don't know. You know, Mark, I really would have to look and see if the amount of downtime that we've had since moving our operation onto the cloud has gone down or not. You think it has gone down, the amount of downtime, meaning there are fewer hours that the site has been out?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I hope you're right about that. John is on the line in Carson City. Hello, John.
Hi, guys.
Hey.
I don't consider the Constitution valid, but it's always helpful to point out how badly the government follows it. And Mark was mm-hmm. talking earlier tonight about how the Supreme Court decides, you know, what the law is. They decide what's constitutional. And I understand that this is the accepted practice today, but the interesting thing is that this, which would be one of the most important powers of the government, is not defined in the Constitution. That wasn't a power given to the Supreme Court. They gave it to themselves in a court decision, Marbury versus Madison. So, it's just another case of how the Constitution doesn't, it's really still a lawless government.
You know, I think sure. this is yes. The idea that the Supreme Court decides what's constitutional and what isn't is kind of a is one of the civics lessons of the Constitution, rather than Constitution itself. The Constitution doesn't say it, but I think that it kind of is implied. And here's why. They do mention appellate jurisdiction, which means the Supreme Court is the court of last appeal. That's right.
Okay.
And courts. Traditionally, the jurors of a court have been able to decide if a law is constitutional or not, essentially if they're going to enforce it in that circumstance, in that way. And the Supreme Court is essentially a jury of justices. So, you know, why in the world wouldn't they, if they had appellate jurisdiction, be able to say, no, this law doesn't follow the Constitution. This law doesn't follow the highest law in the land, so we're going to, or this, the law, the, you know, it's, it, yeah, it's not acceptable, so we're going to kick it back.
Well,
why wouldn't they be able to do that?
I think you're going by what has been our history, and it, you know, because it's been our history, it seems plausible. But to me, this is one of the most powerful powers of the government, and why would it not be written in?
I would just guess it would be because they didn't even think of it otherwise. I mean, was there? I don't know. I'm no constitutional scholar. Was there a lot of debate during this?
A lot of debate over Marbury versus Madison, Marbury. And Jefferson was adamant that the Supreme Court had no such power.
So where did he think, how would a law be decided unconstitutional in his opinion? I don't know the answer.
This is undefined by the Constitution. It's not discussed. And it's, but well, the power is certainly not handed to anybody.
Interesting. Well, I guess somebody had to have it. I guess the Supreme
Court. What a shock. People with power aggregating more power to themselves. I mean,
yeah,
we've
no
certainly seen
there.
The judicial branch do it. We've seen the executive branch do it. And, I mean, there's no stopping it.
That's right.
Okay.
Although I do think there is a way to stop it in the long term, which is to bring people all to the same place, like we're doing here with the Free State Project, and then have them stand up for what they believe in. Because if people actually stood up for freedom, then there'd be very little the government guys could do to stop that, I think. John, thanks for your
thanks
call.
For the history lesson,
yeah, appreciate
John.
The info,
appreciate
man.
It.
Appreciate it. It has been Ian here with you.
And Emmy.
And Mark.
Hey, we didn't get to the
thanks,
chance
guys.
To wrap up this dealing with difficult people thing.
That's cool. I'll post it on the Facebook page.
Perfect. And Twitter and Google+, for those of you using those services. And we'll see you tomorrow night online in the meantime at freetalklive.com. Or maybe not, because our site's down. But feel free to try it periodically and see if it comes back. It probably will at some point. And hopefully it'll be sooner rather than later. Good night.
Several research studies show that people who are on the same diet and exercise program lose 3 to 4 times as much weight when taking 1,100 milligrams of pure green coffee extract than they do when not taking it. So if you are serious about losing weight, call Longevity Medical Clinic to order your bottle of pure green coffee extract at 866-869-6864 extension 1. That's 866-869-6864 extension 1. Or order online at lmclinic.com. That's lmclinic.com.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money, controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care, chiropractic done right.